This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Okay, brain teaser for you today here on the Health Ranger Report. How do you take a brilliant, even genius-level individual and turn them into a dumbed-down robot prostitute for the pharmaceutical industry? How do you do that? The answer is simpler than you think. Send them to medical school. That's right. Come out of medical school, now you're a doctor, but you're dumb as dirt on topics like nutrition, wellness, disease prevention, mind-body medicine, all these things. You're not taught any of that stuff. You're actually taught to push pills. Here, push a blood pressure drug. Here, push a statin drug. Here, push an antidepressant drug. Here, push an ADHD drug. Oh, and what do you know? All those drugs that cause diabetes and liver disorders and cancers. Oh, no problem. Push a diabetes drug. Push a liver drug. Push a cancer treatment. Chemotherapy. List just goes on and on. There's nothing that general practitioners do right now that can't be replaced by a pill vending machine. A vending machine, a robot, will replace most of these doctors in the next 20 years because they don't do anything. They don't practice medicine anymore. They're just glorified pill pushers. They're prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry. Seriously, they're going to have vending machines instead of doctors. It's just, here, insert your arm here. Remember in Idiocracy, one of the best movies of all time? Mike Judge, I think, wrote that. Idiocracy, you stick your hand in the vending machine, your arm, takes your blood pressure, runs some tests. Actually, that was an identification machine, wasn't it? But anyway, that kind of a machine in a doctor's office that will take your pulse, your blood pressure, and even a little blood sample, and it'll probably have a little mass spec instrument right there on the vending machine to test your blood for all kinds of biomarkers and cholesterol and, you know, toxins, all kinds of things. Precancer cells, things like that. And they'll diagnose you right there with that vending machine, and it'll just pop pills out right there. Oh, here's your statin drugs. Here's your blood pressure drugs. Here's your Alzheimer's drugs. Doctors are obsolete if they don't practice real medicine. And most doctors don't practice real medicine because they're dumbed down morons by the medical schools when it comes to nutrition or disease prevention. You know, it's shocking to me. I've had conversations with doctors before. Like, what, you don't know that there's such a thing as anti-cancer food? And they're like, oh, no, that's been discredited and debunked. There's no such thing. Really? Are you living in the 1940s? What? Where have you been the last 20 years when there have been tens of thousands of studies published in peer-reviewed medical and science journals that document the anti-cancer properties of all sorts of foods and herbs and supplements and seeds? And it's a vast array of anti-cancer substances, you know, from pomegranates to reishi mushrooms to green tea, the ECGC in green tea, the blueberries, superfoods, Chinese medicine herbs. I saw a report just, I guess it was yesterday, a Chinese medicine herb, once again, proven to beat the bird flu. Most powerful antiviral medicine on the planet. Chinese have had it for like 3,000 years. Modern medicine still can't get it right. Their medicines don't really work most of the time on most people. Flu season is exploding, even among the vaccinated, because flu vaccines don't work. But doctors think they do, because doctors come out of medical school as brainwashed morons. They're actual morons when it comes to the reality of health. Doctors believe that vaccines contain no toxic chemicals. You talk to a doctor and you ask him, hey, did you know that vaccines still contain mercury, that they contain aluminum, that they contain squalene, that they contain aborted human fetal tissue cells? Did you know that? And they'll say, what? What are you, a conspiracy theorist? Doctors think vaccines contain nothing but saline solution and, you know, denatured viral fragments, RNA. They have no idea what's actually in a vaccine, and yet they recommend vaccines all day long. And they don't even recommend them correctly. Someone comes in sick with the flu, a doctor will say, well, you need a flu shot. What a dumbass. You don't get a flu shot after you get the flu, because your body's already building antibodies from having the actual flu, if you now inject yourself with weakened flu, that's not going to make anything go faster. The only way it makes sense to even have a vaccine shot, if the vaccine shots work, is to have them before you get the flu. In fact, several days before you get the flu, so that your body has time to build the antibodies. That's the theory of immunization and vaccination. But these doctors are so stupid. Just like room temperature IQ, dumb as dirt. They're so stupid. They literally inject people with flu vaccines who come into their offices with the flu. And when those patients get sicker, they have more symptoms. Gee, I wonder why. Because you just injected them with mercury, a toxic heavy metal. Then the doctors say, oh, you need a second flu shot and a third flu shot. You know, I remember, you know how George Washington died? I think this is historically accurate. I'll have to fact check this, but I'm pretty sure that the doctors of the day treated George Washington with mercury vapors. And when he kept getting sicker and sicker, they gave him more and more mercury vapors. Mercury was a medicine in mainstream medicine, mainstream science for hundreds of years because mercury is antibacterial. Let's face it, mercury kills bacteria very effectively. That's why they still put it into vaccines today. So even hundreds of years ago, doctors were killing people with mercury, just like they do today with flu shots. Flu shots contain mercury. It's called thimerosal. It's a preservative. How does a preservative work? Oh, it kills bacteria. It kills living cells. That's how a preservative works. That's the function of a preservative. You're going to take that preservative and inject it into your bloodstream, essentially, intravenously, intramuscular injection, which eventually goes into your bloodstream, to be technically accurate there. And then that gets circulated to your brain, where mercury causes extensive and severe permanent nerve system damage, brain damage. And that's medicine? That's doctors? That just shows you how stupid they are. It's almost as if to get through medical school, you have to have a partial lobotomy. You have to cut out the part of your brain that is the science thinking part, the cause and effect part, and then you have to install instead just the gullible, obedient conformity part, sponsored by Big Pharma, the Eli Lilly irrational non-logic section of your brain, the Pfizer, Merck, what else, GlaxoSmithKline section of your brain, sponsored by the drug companies, implanted in medical school, so that when you come out of med school, you are a walking, talking, bumbling pharma idiot who is called a doctor with a doctor's diploma, nonetheless. Here, go practice medicine. Oh, wait, you didn't learn that. Instead, drug everybody with 15 prescriptions. There you go. And shoot them up with more mercury because otherwise, you know, you're not conforming with the vaccine agenda propaganda. That's modern doctors. It's so sad. It's so pathetic. These people, and they think they're brilliant. These people, they think they're the smartest people in the room. They are the dumbest people in the world when it comes to health and wellness and nutrition. Or even toxic heavy metals, for that matter. They have no idea what's even in vaccines. They have no idea what's in a hot dog. A lot of doctors eat junk food. That's how stupid they are. They literally eat junk food. And they refuse to take nutritional supplements, many of them, because they were told in medical school that supplements don't work. Oh, but pharmaceuticals do? Well, wait a second. Well, there's certain molecules in pharmaceuticals that have a biological effect, right? That's called chemistry. That's physiology. That's basic, you know, molecular physics, i.e. chemistry, at work. Well, wait a second. Foods also synthesize powerful molecules, like in pomegranates, like in green tea, as I mentioned, or blueberries, or anything, tomatoes, celery, oranges, citrus fruit. Turmeric has anti-cancer molecules in it. Curcumin is one of them. There are many more. Vitamin C, all these things. Well, guess what? These are molecules too, and these also have a biological effect on the human body. To be a doctor and think that only drugs have effects, but not molecules from plants, is so stupid because the whole history of pharmacology is the history of extracting molecules from plants and using them as medicine. And to this day, the pharmaceutical industry borrows molecules from nature and then patents slight variations of them and then uses that to get a drug approved by the FDA. Where do you think statin drugs came from? It came from the lovastatin molecule in red yeast rice. And doctors will sit there and tell you, statin drugs work, but red yeast rice doesn't. It's almost the same molecule, you morons. You want to stay informed about all this, about real medicine? Read medicine.news. Medicine.news is your destination. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is my main website, and you can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.